Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 7, 2026. Bitcoin is trading near $70,000 as heavy whale buying pushes the market higher, while analysts note a $5.95 billion demand gap beneath that momentum. Ethereum's rally is supported by $66.9 billion in flows, but Binance's spot to futures volume ratio for ETH has fallen to 0.13. the lowest annual level on record. Bitcoin ETFs posted their largest weekly inflows since February. A proposed SEC safe harbor for crypto issuers and related fundraising guidance have reached the White House for final review, and SEC officials say rules are close to publication. That regulatory progress increases the odds of near-term issuer clarity, according to the brief. Large treasury and custody buyers resumed accumulation, including Strategy's $330 million bolt-on purchase of 4,871 BTC and roughly 46,233 BTC reported over the past month, bringing holdings near 767,000 BTC. Bitmine also added $150 million of ETH. These flows and continued ETF inflows are supporting short-term rallies. Security risks add friction. Drift Protocol lost about $285-286M in an exploit attributed to months-long infiltration by North Korea-linked actors. In response, the Solana Foundation and partners launched Stride, a tiered DeFi security program. DeFi lost $169 million in Q1 while Circle advances quantum security measures. Polymarket plans to launch a native stablecoin and overhaul its trading engine over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Japan moved to a flat 20.315% crypto tax with a 3-year loss carryforward. South Korea ordered exchanges to run automated user balance checks every 5 minutes after a major overpayment incident. Key levels and catalysts to watch today are Bitcoin near $70,000 and ETH flows alongside the record low spot to futures ratio for signs of momentum exhaustion. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.